Welcome back to Unit 6 of Installation and Maintenance of Health IT Systems. This is System Security Procedures and Standards, Part 2 of a two-part series. Another tool to prevent unwanted access is the Intrusion Detection System, or IDS for short. An IDS is a device or an application that monitors the network or the system it's installed on for malicious activities, and, based on predefined patterns or policies, reports such activities to the network administrator. An IDS is not a firewall. Some IDSs are so sophisticated they can take it a step further by taking preemptive actions to stop detected activities until the administrator intervenes or for a certain duration of time. Other technical safeguards include utilizing hardware, software, and/or procedural mechanisms be implemented to record and examine access and other activity for information systems that contain or use PHI. We call this audit logging. What actually needs to be logged will depend on the level of access controls to the EPHI data. However, there are some pretty consistent items. In general, your server should use the operating system logging tools to log who accessed or tried to access the server, and what data or databases were successfully accessed, and log any changes made to the data itself. Additionally, your EHR software should support logging user access, logging the data that was accessed and by whom, and logging sign-on failures, as well as any changes to the data. Proactive audits should be performed periodically with the intent of sampling the data set to look for possible inappropriate user activity. Log sampling does not have to be random. Proactive audits can sample from the entire log population or from areas known to be of a higher risk. For example, when reviewing access logs to patient records, it may be appropriate to intentionally sample from the population of employee patients, as well as from the patient population as a whole. Proactive auditing can serve as a deterrent to would-be voyeurs. Therefore, it is important that system users be aware that proactive auditing does take place. Reactive audits are performed whenever a defined event triggers the need for an audit. An event might be a patient or employee complaint, or a security system alarm. It is also advisable to audit appropriate logs when unusual or extreme situations occur, such as a highly publicized accident involving victims treated at your facility, an illness for an employee known to coworkers with access to systems containing employees' PHI, or the involuntary termination of any employee. Off-site access of EPHI poses a particularly hazardous risk. In some instances, the use of off-site access can be disallowed completely. For many healthcare institutions, however, it is unacceptable to restrict access by other healthcare institutions or physicians who may be practicing off-site but still have a valid need to access these records. In any case, off-site access should be strictly controlled, and any data being transmitted from your site to another off-site location should be adequately protected by the use of encryption and VPN, or virtual private networks. A VPN uses advanced security techniques such as data encryption, authentication, authorization, and network access quarantine control to protect data as it traverses through the Internet. VPN connections use either point-to-point tunneling protocol, or PPTP for short, or Layer 2 Tunneling Protocol, Internet Protocol Security, which is abbreviated as L2TP or IPsec. By using the Internet as a connection medium, VPN can adequately protect your data while saving the cost of long-distance phone service and hardware costs associated with using dial-up or leased line connections. Servers and computers containing sensitive data such as EPHI are particularly vulnerable to attack. In addition to installing a firewall an intrusion detection system, and advanced logging tools, there are additional safeguards you should take. From an administrator perspective, enact a policy that ensures that all users needing access to EPHI understand that all EPHI data must be stored on approved and protected network systems only. Ensure that all local users to the systems are approved for accessing EPHI and remove or disable any local accounts, such as the guest account, that are not needed. Be sure to rename the administrator and guest accounts as well. From a technical perspective, particularly for Windows servers, be sure you are using the NTFS file system. NTFS file systems provide you with much more granular security protection options. Also, install an effective antivirus and anti-malware system and ensure it always stays updated. This should be applied not only to your servers, but all your workstations and any devices that support it as well. Use an attack surface reduction tool to reduce the chances of a successful attack on your server. Configure the server with coordination with your software vendor to ensure proper application performance. For Windows, this tool is called the Security Configuration Wizard. And for more information, visit their website at Microsoft.com. Also, be sure to create a security baseline for your servers. For Windows deployments, Microsoft has a tool designed for the creation of these baselines specific to the server software you are using. For more information or details about this, you can visit the Microsoft website at technet.microsoft.com as well. Remember to test and install the latest service packs and service releases for your server. This cannot be overemphasized. Generally, 48 hours after a release is a good standard to adhere to. Database applications need additional safeguards in place. Be sure to research your particular database applications, adhere to their policies and their needs, and remember to lock down and install all patches for all of these applications. Lastly, ensuring your data is protected from natural and technical threats are just as important as ensuring data is not compromised through malicious intent. In the event something catastrophic does occur, plans must be in place to ensure the network, along with all of its valuable data, can be returned to operating status with a minimal amount of downtime. This means ensuring that data is reliably and securely backed up, along with a disaster recovery plan in place containing emergency call lists of critical players in the organization needed to make decisions and assist with technical components for restoring the network. These plans should contain contingencies for the off-site storage of data and the prompt return and restoration of data from backup, plans for relocation for infrastructure resources or the operation as a whole until repairs can be effected at site. Disaster recovery plans should be an in-depth document that outlines all the potential risks associated with your network infrastructure and how to deal with them should these contingencies need to be put in place. Disaster recovery plans should also contain a list of all the hardware resources that you will need to rebuild your network, along with vendor contact information and what the process is for authorizing the repurchase of such devices in the event that they are lost or stolen. These contingency plans should always be put into writing before the incident develops. Written plans should include a risk assessment, database backups, database secure storage, database restore plans, a disaster recovery plan that is thorough and covers all potential incidents that may occur on the network, critical incident response plans to deal with malicious violations of network policy or security breaches, a software inventory, a hardware inventory of all devices available on the network, where they're located, and what vendor they use, and all the logs and transmission points throughout the network as well. So let's summarize. Well, we've only scratched the surface of all the security measures that can be implemented on the network. We've talked about many of the facets of EPHI regulation, along with various administrative, physical, and technical safeguards available to assist you in protecting your infrastructure. Much of what you will do will hinge on the type, topology, and operating systems utilized in your infrastructure, along with ensuring that you comply with the regulatory and organizational policies.